You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Sacramento Philharmonic and Opera will perform its Rhapsody in Blue program this weekend, featuring the music of composer Lauren Loiacono. The concert will be the second performance of Loiacono's work, Sleep Furiously, which was commissioned by the Albany Symphony in 2016. The Sacramento Philharmonic and Orchestra will also play the music of George Gershwin and Stephen Stuckey under the direction of conductor David Allen Miller with pianist Kevin Cole. Composer Lauren Loiacono is here with us. Welcome to Insight, Lauren.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And also we have the executive director of the Philharmonic and Opera with us, Alice Sorrell. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
So, Alice, first, this performance is bold, and it's an exciting move by SPO, the first composition by a woman on the program, and she is a living composer who will be in the audience. Talk a little bit about that with us.
It's really exciting. This has been a great week for us. This is, yes, a lot of firsts for us. As we come back to this community, we're bringing something new every single year. And for us to present an entire program of American compositions is thrilling.
And Lauren, tell us about your piece, Sleep Furious, that title. I think there's a lot of us that would like to sleep furiously. What does that refer to?
So the title is actually taken from a phrase that was come up with by linguist Noam Chomsky. The full phrase is colorless green ideas sleep furiously. And it's an example of a phrase where grammatically it makes sense. You can parse it, but because of the definitions of the word, the phrase itself actually has no meaning. Colorless green is an oxymoron. What does it mean to sleep furiously? How does an idea sleep? And so to me, that was a really, you know, kind of sparked some ideas for me. Just I thought it was actually a very poetic sort of set of imagery. And so that was, to me, sort of the jumping off point, that set of paradoxes.
So it started with that then?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've found that when writing, there are pieces where you know the title before you ever get started, and there are pieces where you never feel you truly know the title. This one, the title came first. I just thought, you know, that sleep furiously just was such a beautiful imagery.
Mm. Did you grow up in a musical family?
Yes and no. My father was an amateur jazz pianist for a while. He stopped, you know, rather quickly, but he still, you know, has a deep love of music. And growing up, he would play a lot. There was piano in the house. There were tons of keyboards in the house. We had some old school synthesizers in the garage. And, you know, he was very encouraging about if he was playing that it was okay for me to sort of hop up alongside him and improvise along. So I think that also sort of instilled in me very early, I guess, sort of a lack of fear in terms of creating my own music. Just felt like a natural sort of form of expression.
To jump off the page. You don't have
exactly.
to stick to the page.
Exactly.
Are there specific challenges with introducing modern pieces? And also, on top of that, being a woman in the orchestral world, can you kind of talk about both of those ideas?
Sure. So, you know, the thing with contemporary music is it's so hard to define what it is. It's so many different things. It's the wonderful thing about being a composer right now is there's just this incredible diversity of sounds being created. And I think that part of the challenge of that is that an audience comes in and they don't always necessarily know right off the bat what's the language that this composer is speaking. Combine that with, you know, a lot of audiences have a little bit of a fear of, oh, no, is this going to just be, am I going to be held hostage by these terrible sounds for a while? And, you know, it can be a challenge to just sort of invite people in sometimes. But I think it's really important as composers to provide those windows and to explain, well, here's what I was thinking and here's what you can listen for. And it's okay not to totally get this the first time. Just find something about it that is interesting to you. As for being a woman in the orchestral world, I think a lot of it actually starts from the same place of that same fear sometimes of contemporary music. You know, the canon doesn't have a lot of women in it. Not because they weren't there, but just the way that history has played out. The composers that we all grow up learning about, you know, or Beethoven or Bach or Brahms, aren't a lot of women reflected in there. And so I think the challenge for women is less that there's anyone, you know, standing there saying women can't compose, as much as trying to remind people that maybe they're already assuming that a composer should be a man.
It's kind of like fighting the familiar.
Pretty much, exactly. It's definitely, it's all about fighting these assumptions that already exist.
Alice, what is it about Lauren's music, Sleep Furiously? What made it a good candidate for the program this weekend, and why pair her with George Gershwin and Stephen Stuckey?
Well, Lauren was one of the last students of Stephen Stuckey before he passed, and she actually worked on this piece with him. So pairing a work of his with hers just made sense to us. And David Alan Miller and I have been working on programs over the years together. So this was one that we talked about and worked on together. Let's draw people in, bring in the wonderful Gershwin music, and then bringing in these wonderful American composers from this world today. And so we paired that all together. And I'm thrilled to have Lauren here. I had a lot of wonderful women in my life as mentors and role models. And I think Lauren is fitting that bill now today for these young folks. And I'm thrilled about that.
Well, we don't have Sleep Furiously queued up because it hasn't been recorded yet. But we do have a clip of one of Lauren's other pieces. Let's start with Waxing Cerulean, performed by the Argus Quartet. A little bit about that one. Did you work with a quartet on that recording?
So that recording is actually from a live performance that was put on actually by a concert series that I work with, Kettlecorn New Music. So I had already written the piece originally for the Flux Quartet on commission from the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival. But this chamber music series that I helped run wound up bringing in the Argus Quartet last December. And, you know, they were just wonderful to work with. It's a tricky piece, though, rhythmically, as I'm sure you can hear.
In that piece, I could really hear the layering, and it made me wanted to continue. I want to hear it as something else comes in and something else comes in. Yeah. It's very interesting. Do you hear orchestras in your head? Do you walk around? If I see you sitting at Starbucks and you look calm, is there an orchestra playing in your head?
Yes, but that's thanks to many, many years of training. To me, color is a very important aspect of music. It's very important to me as terms of freeing myself up to write, you know, to the full extent of my imagination. It's important to sort of build that that inner ear, so to speak, and especially for orchestras, because there are so many possibilities. Really sort of being able to mentally mix things is important. Of course, there's always almost the certainty that you walk into the first rehearsal and it's not quite what you expected, but that's kind of the fun of it.
I'm talking with composer Lauren Loyacono. Her piece Sleep Furiously will be performed for the second time since it was commissioned, and it's at a concert with the Sacramento Philharmonic and Opera. Also joining us is Alice Soro, the executive director. Can you paint a word picture for us since we don't have a recording of Sleep Furiously? What will people hear?
I think Lauren is the one that's going to best be able to answer that. She's got all those colors in her head, and but I would like to say that tonight we're going to be working with the orchestra directly, with her on stage, and helping the orchestra feel those colors and hear those colors together. And that is the beauty of having the composer here, so they can have discussion on how to make this piece so exciting.
Okay, paint us a picture.
So I'm very interested in, well, as you can probably have heard from the last clip, I like things that are lyrical but still unexpected. So this is a piece where there's lots of times when you're in this sort of very lush sound world where things are very vibrant and colorful and lyrical, but then they take a strange left turn. A lot of it sort of works in a sort of almost like a dream logic. And that's something that I find very interesting. So expect sort of big, vibrant dream colors in not quite the order you'd expect.
What is next? Are you working on a new piece?
Yeah, I've got several projects happening right now. One actually is another project with David Alan Miller and with the Albany Symphony's sort of pop symphonietta, The Dogs of Desire, which is going to be a collaboration with the Albany Capitol Repertory Theater. It's a work based off, you know, kind of taking semi-staged work based off of themes from the women's suffrage movement, you know, big sort of New York State point of historical pride. And I'm also working on this big piece for two pianos, piano four hands for the piano duo Here Now Here, which will actually premiere in 2 months.
That is composer Lauren Loiacono and Sacramento Philharmonic and Opera Executive Director Alice Soro. You can see the performance this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Sacramento Community Center Theater. Congratulations. I understand it is a sold-out performance, but people are certainly welcome to give it a try in case there are some tickets that do become available.
That's right.
Yeah, Lauren and Alice, thank you both for being here, being on the Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.